Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your helps and grace that is so strong in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for destroying all the works of the enemy that were fashioned against us. Thank you for exalting your name above every other names in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making ways for us in the wilderness of this world. Thank you for the doors you have opened unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your divine interventions we have experienced. Thank you for leading us through the right path that leads to eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the testimonies we have because of your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for the battles we won, the battles we conquered because of your faithfulness. Thank you for stirring up our faith to be able to receive healing miracles and deliverances and impartation and transformation from you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us faith that is able to receive all that is in Christ Jesus for us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, we have come before you this morning to receive from you again. Firstly, to receive from you the word of life, and also to receive your power, your touch. Thank you for, I know you will do wonders in the lives of everyone here right now, and those that will still join this meeting. I ask that you move mightily in this place. Let your power touch everyone. Let your mighty hand do miracles in every life. And let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. This morning, we will be looking at a topic that says, God is moving within you. God is moving within you. God is moving within you. That is the topic we are going to be looking at. Let us read the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20. God is moving within you. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power. That is, according to the power of him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. And we know that person, that is God. So God is able to do exceeding abundantly above whatever we are asking in prayer, and above whatever we think in our minds, above your imaginations. God is able to do mighty things. And then he went further to say that God is able to do this according to his power that is working inside of us. God is able to do more than we ask him in prayer. God is able to do more than we can imagine in our minds. How? Because there is his power. There is God's power working inside of us. There is God's power working inside of you. That is how he is going to do beyond what you ask. That is how he's going to do beyond your imaginations. So God is moving inside of believers. And there is no limit to what he can do from inside of you. Now you might be asking, how? How will God do mighty things that are beyond my imaginations, beyond my expectations and requests, through his works inside of me? How is God even working inside of me? And how will he, through moving in me, do beyond my expectations and imaginations? We're going to look into more points that will explain that how God is moving in us to do great things. The first point I'm going to be talking on four points. So the first one is God is stirring up something on your inside. God is stirring up something on your inside. So all you need to do is to allow what God is doing inside of you to continue. There is something God is stirring up on your inside at this time. There is something that is rising. Something is rising right within your heart, right within your spirit. All you need to do is to let it flow. Let it flow. There is a faith that is rising. Yeah, there is faith rising from within you. There is Holy Ghost rising from within you. There is strength rising from within you. There is anointing rising from within you. There is power. There is authority rising from within you. All you need to do is to let it flow. Let it flow, because God is inside that faith that is rising from within you. God is inside that anointing, that power, that desperation, that hunger that is rising from inside of you. God is inside them. So you should let it flow. Let it flow. So when you let it flow, that is how God moves into doing mighty things. Some believer, they would be in prayer, they would be in worship, and then they could feel that something is rising. Faith is rising. Glory is rising. Anointing is rising from inside their spirit. And then they just look at it as a normal thing, or they just ignore whatever is going on inside of them. No, don't ignore. Even if you feel like crying when you're worshiping God, and then you feel like crying, you feel like shedding tears, let the tears flow. Yeah, whatever is rising from within you, let it flow out, because God is in that thing that is rising from the inside of you. Yeah, maybe hunger is rising in you, holy hunger against the works of darkness going on in your environment. Yeah, maybe you just suddenly feel uncomfortable with what the kingdoms of darkness and the agents of darkness are doing in your environment or in your country. Maybe you just suddenly begin to feel very angry at what the enemy is doing. Then let that anger flow, and let the anger take you into spiritual warfare and begin to cast out those devils and those forces working in your environment, and begin to take authority, begin to enforce the will of God to happen on the surface of the earth. Yeah, so let what God is stirring up in you in this season, at this time, let it flow. Don't let fear stop it. Don't let the pleasures of this world stop it. Don't let doubts stop what God is stirring up from within you in this season. Praise the Lord. I want us to read the book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. You're going to see how some people failed to stir up, some people failed to respond to what God was stirring up in their hearts, in their souls. And because of that, they lost God's visitation. Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Yeah. It says that unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Yeah, the gospel was preached to two sets of people. And then this verse went further to say that but the word preached did not profit them. Why? Because the word did not mix with faith in them. So when you hear the word of God, when you read the word of God, the word of God begins to tear up, or maybe I should say the word of God begins to look for faith in your heart. When you study the word of God, when you read the word of God, when you hear the preaching of the word of God, the teaching of the word of God, there's a spirit in that word that is knocking the door of your heart, asking for your faith. Asking for you to trust God. Asking for you to believe God. Now, if you fail to respond correctly to the message of the Word of God, to the teaching of the Word of God, then that Word, the power in that Word, the glory in that Word of God will not profit you. So that was what happened to those people. They heard the gospel being preached to them, but they did not allow it to mix with faith in their hearts. But some did allow the word to mix with faith in their hearts, in their minds, and the word profited them. The word of God profited them. So even right now, as you are hearing the word of God, and as this word is calling for faith in your heart, in your mind, are you responding with faith, or you are still doubting? Yeah, maybe you are looking for a man of God that have literal fire burning in his head before you believe what that man of God is preaching. Maybe you are looking for some signs. Except I see some signs, how can I just believe what this young man is saying or teaching? Then you are not ready. You are not ready to experience the wonders that is in the Word of God. Yeah, because it's not really about who is preaching the Word or who is teaching the Word. It's about the Word itself. Yeah, so even though at this time God is looking for men and women that will teach the pure truth of his word. Men and women that will teach the pure truth of his word. And in any way, such people will teach the pure message of God's kingdom. There is power right there. Because God will always confirm his word. Now, this is not my word. I am not the one that wrote the scripture. This is the word of God. So when anybody, even you, can open their mouths to declare this word from a faithful heart. That is, they are telling people to do what they are doing. So if anybody will open their mouth and declare this word and teach this word from a heart that is true and faithful, power will follow that word to confirm it. You go and try it. Just carry the Bible and make sure that you are doing everything the Bible says. Carry the Bible and go out and start preaching and start teaching. Tell people to follow the word of God, to do the word of God. You try it, and as you do that, just tell them, do you believe what I've said? If they say yes, tell them, okay, I'm going to pray for you. And what God says in this word will happen in your life. And you just pray for them. And see if signs and wonders will not happen. So signs and wonders follows the word to confirm the word of God. Not to confirm, maybe I am a man of God. Signs and wonders are not to confirm whether I am a man of God or not. Of course, sometimes, or maybe I should say, it's part of it, but that is not it. Yeah. Signs and wonders primarily are to confirm that the word of God is true. It's not really to confirm that we are men of God or not. Only God knows who is his own servant. And today we have people who are not even his servants. And Jesus said in his word that on the last days, on the last day, he's going to tell them that though you work miracles in my name, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So you can see that it is possible to even work miracles and not be known by Jesus. It is possible to work miracles based on faith in the word of God, even while you have no strong relationship with Jesus. Yeah, but I'm not going into that. What I'm saying is that the word of God is the greatest. Yeah, the word of God is greater than anybody, is greater than any situation, and all you need to do is to believe. That is all you need to do. Let me show you where the Bible told us of the apostles, how they went about preaching, and God was confirming the word that they preached with signs and wonders. Yeah. Mark 16 verse 20. The book of Mark 16 verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. God was walking with the apostles, with the disciples, and he was confirming his word, what they were saying to the people. God was confirming that this word, this message is true. And how was God confirming the word? God was confirming the word they preached with signs and wonders. So it's about the word they are preaching. It's not really about them. It's about the word. Yeah, it's about the word. So if we can believe the word, even as you are hearing the word of God now, calling you to believe in God, if you can respond with faith, then God is going to move from inside of you to the outside. Yeah. I studied about the life of many people that were transformed by God. I mean, I have read about how the lives of people were transformed by God. And almost all of them saw the transformation after something stirred up from the inside of them. Some of them, a desperation stirred up from the inside of them. They became very desperate. And they began to seek God with desperation. Some of them, faith was stirred up from the inside of them. And they began to do things that anyone with his common sense would not do. They began to do uncommon things because faith was stirred up from the inside of them. Yeah. So the thing is, what is God stirring up inside of you at this time? As you study His word, as you hear the message, the message of His kingdom, the message of His gospel, what is God stirring up on the inside of you at this time? What is God stirring up by His Holy Spirit on the inside of you? Then what you have to do is to respond to what God is tearing up from the inside of you. As you respond, you're going to see signs and wonders. Amen. Now let us move to the second point. I told you that we'll be looking at 4 points under this topic. Now the second point says God is separating things within you. God is separating things. That is to separate. God is separating things within you. Yeah. God is moving inside of you, separating things inside of you. The things that is according to the light, God is separating them from the things that are not according to the light, according to His light. The things that are according to His will, God is separating them from the things that are not according to His will. The things that He planted, God is separating them from the things He is not the one who plants them in you. So God is moving in you, separating things within you. Now let us look at the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 3 verse 11 and 12. Matthew 3 verse 11 and 12. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. God is moving inside of you. God is separating things inside of you. God is separating the wheat from the chaff. God is separating righteousness from unrighteousness. God is separating light from darkness, right inside of you. And what do you do? What do you do when God is separating things inside of you? You respond. You embrace the light. And forsake the darkness. When the Spirit of God is convicting you of your sins, when the Spirit of God is saying, don't do this. This thing you're about to do is wrong. This dress you're wearing is wrong. This is not how a believer should dress. This dress is leading others to sin. Don't wear it. So when the Holy Spirit is moving in your heart, correcting you, telling you, don't do this. Don't appear like this. Don't talk like this. Don't think like this. Don't follow this path you're about to follow. When the Holy Spirit is doing such works in you, you should obey. You should respond with obedience. Because that is the move of God. That is the move of God in you. So when the Holy Spirit is correcting you, rebuking you, reproving you, convicting you, respond with obedience. Respond with repentance. And say, Holy Spirit, I will not do it again. I repent. And let you just follow the right path. If you keep doing that, your life will never remain the same again. Yeah, people like me, I don't come out to talk of things that have not happened in my whole life. Yeah, hardly would I preach things that I've not experienced. I'm not saying it's wrong to preach what you have not experienced. But I'm saying that God took time to train me and to make me see His realities that are in His Word. To make me see and experience all of His realities that are in His Word. Yeah. So if I am telling you that, responding with obedience to the separation oppression of the Holy Ghost in your heart will change your life forever. I know what I'm talking about. So if I'm telling you today that you responding to what the Holy Ghost is doing in your soul, correcting you, telling you to avoid the things of this world. If I tell you that you following those corrections and you obeying His instructions will change your life forever. It is real because I have a lot of experiences and testimonies to share about those things I'm talking to you about. Yeah, I mean about these things I'm telling you to do. You know, some Christians, they have noticed that their lives is just moving in a circle. Their life is just going in a circle. And then they're asking questions. Why is my life going in a circle? Why is it that the way my life was last year or 5 years ago is still the same way my life is this year? Why is it that there is no significant change, significant difference in my life? Why is my life going in a circle? The same limitations keep coming over and over again. I keep experiencing the same limitations, the same failures. Why is all these things happening in my life? You want to hear the why? Do you want to hear the reason? The reason is because when the Holy Ghost is separating things in your life, you did not respond. That's the reason. When the Holy Ghost is separating light from darkness, you did not choose the light. You went after the darkness. When the Holy Ghost was separating righteousness from unrighteousness in your heart, correcting you, convicting you, you did not follow the path of the truth. You followed the path of lies and disobedience. That is why your life is moving in circle. You're talking about breaking evil patterns. Maybe you have noticed an evil pattern in your life, in your family, or in your ancestral lineage, in your family background, in your bloodline. Maybe you have noticed an evil pattern. You have noticed an evil that keeps happening to everyone in your family line or bloodline. And then you're saying, I want this pattern to break in my life. Do you want to know how it's going to break? That pattern will break when you respond to what the Holy Ghost is doing in your heart. That pattern will break when you repent genuinely. That is how it will break. Of course, with prayers. But without genuine repentance, evil patterns will not break. And your life will continue to move in circles. Yeah. Let us move to the third point. Point number three. A new creature is growing from your inside. I told you that God is moving. God is moving within you. And how is that true? It is true because a new creature is growing from your inside. The Bible likened being born again and being sanctified to circumcision. The Bible likened being born again and being sanctified to circumcision. And you know circumcision. Circumcision is mostly done to male children. And what they do is that they remove the foreskin of their genital organ for a new skin to grow out. Yeah, so there is a new creature inside you that is growing. A new creature is growing inside you. That new creature is not like this one that you are watching. For those of you that are looking at me on Facebook, the new creature that is growing inside of you is not flesh and blood. It's not your flesh and blood. It's not the one that you see when you look at the mirror. That is not the new creature that is growing inside of you. It's not the one that people see and they shake hands with your body. Your body is not the new creature that is growing. That new creature is invisible, is unseen. The new creature that is growing inside of you is not visible to people and is not this flesh and blood. In fact, this flesh and blood is going nowhere. This flesh and blood have been condemned to death. Yeah, it has been condemned to perish. Yeah, God said, you have been taken out of the dust and you will return back to the dust. So this flesh and blood cannot enter heaven. This flesh and blood cannot see God, cannot know God. Your body is going away. It will perish. It will be buried on the ground. This body will turn back to dust. Yeah, but there is something in you that is going somewhere. And that is the new creature that is growing inside of you. There is a new creature growing inside of you. From the day you give your life to Jesus, there's a new creature that is growing inside of you. And that is the one that you should pay attention to. Many Christians, they pay so much attention to this flesh that has nowhere to go. This body that is going to perish. They pay so much attention to this body that is going to perish. This body is going nowhere. And many people today, that is where their focus is. You should focus on the new creature that is inside of you. You should focus on it because that is the move of God in you. The growth of that new creature. As that new creature is growing, then you begin to see the wonders of God in your life. I know what I'm talking about. Stop focusing so much on this appearance, on this body. Look within you. There is a new creature that is completely different from this body. Now, let us read 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. 1 John, it talks about the seed of God. The seed of God is inside of you. 1 John chapter 3 verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. So when we give our lives to Jesus, God plants his seed in us. And that seed cannot sin because that seed is just like God. Now don't forget that. When you, if you are a parent, when you give birth, if you're a mother or a father, when you give birth to your child, you give birth to somebody that look like a human being, number one, and then you give birth to someone that look like you somehow, whether in character or in appearance. The same with being born again. So the day you give your life to Jesus, God put his seed in you, and that seed is just like God. Just as human beings, we give birth to a creature like humans, so also God plants a seed in us that is just like him. So as this seed begins to grow, you will notice, If you are really born again, you will notice that this seed that is growing in you, this new creature that you have become, because now you have surrendered your life to Jesus, You will notice that that new creature does not like sin. And every time you try to sin or you fall into sin, that spirit is not happy. Yeah. Then you feel sad. Then you feel sorrowful. It is because the new creature that is rising and growing inside of you is not a sinner. That creature does not sin by nature. The seed of God in you does not sin, does not lie by nature. So as that seed begins to grow, your entire life begins to transform. But the problem with many Christians is that they don't let that seed grow. They don't let the seed of God in them grow. They begin to do things that kills the seed of God. To the point that people start asking, don't you call yourself a Christian? Does Christians do like this? Yeah. So there is a new creature in you that is growing. And if you keep feeding that creature and you keep denying this body, this self, that don't want that creature to survive, then you will see the glory and power of God in your life. So we must kill this flesh, the desires in this body, for the new creature in us, the new creature that is growing in us, to come alive. We must put this body under subjection. We must deny the lust of the flesh in this body. You must deny the pride that is in this body. You must deny the corruption, the pollution that this body is suggesting to you. For the new creature that is inside of you to grow and manifest to the world. Praise the Lord. Another scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, which some of you know offhand. It says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So the Holy Spirit have business with the new creature that is in you. The Holy Spirit does not have business with this body. In fact, the reason why the Holy Spirit is touching your body, healing your body, the reason why the Holy Spirit keeps healing your body and setting your body free is because your body is the container, is the house for the real you, which is the new creature that is within you. I don't know if you are getting my point. The reason why the Holy Spirit is taking care of this physical body and even healing it is because this body is the house, is the container for the real you, the new creature that you are, the real you that is on the inside of you. That is why the Holy Spirit has to take care of this body and heal it. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit have no business with this body directly, because this body is going nowhere. Yeah, this body will perish. Yeah, but there is something great inside of you. There is a personality, glorious inside of you. And that is the new creature that you are in Christ Jesus. And many of you don't even know that creature yet. You don't even know who that creature is. All you know is all that your human brain is telling you. All that your human senses is telling you. That is all many of you know, many Christians know today. They don't know the other person. That is the real person. The real you. I pray that the Lord give you understanding. The last point before we pray, the last point says, it is time you walk in the freedom and victory of the new creature. It is time that you and I walk in the freedom and victory of the new creature. It is time. It is time. Say to yourself that it is time. Yeah, tell yourself that it is time that I walk in the freedom and victory of the new creature that I am on the inside. Tell yourself that it is time that I walk in the realities of the freedom and dominion and victory of the new creature that I am on the inside. Hallelujah. So let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. The Spirit that is inside of you. The Holy Spirit that is inside of you. The Bible says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Jesus is that Spirit. Jesus is that Spirit. Now, don't forget that it is the Spirit of God inside of you that is growing the new creature, that is growing your new creature, or that is growing the real you that is on the inside. It is the Holy Spirit that is growing that creature. The Holy Spirit is the nutrient, the manure. The Holy Spirit is everything that the new creature in you needs to grow. Yeah. And then the Bible says that the Lord is that Spirit. That Spirit that is in you. So the operations of the Holy Spirit is not only about the gifts of the Holy of the Spirit. Yeah, speaking in tongues, working miracles. That is not all that the Holy Spirit is doing. In fact, that is the secondary works of the Holy Spirit. The primary works of the Holy Spirit is to grow the new creature, to give life, to give reality to the new creature that you are on the inside. That is the primary works of the Holy Spirit. And that is power. There is nothing as powerful as the Holy Ghost changing you into a new creature or bringing to life the new creature that you are on the inside. There is nothing as powerful as that. It's more powerful than raising the dead. It's more powerful than healing the sick. It's more powerful than any other miracle in the world. And now the Bible says that Jesus is that Spirit. That Spirit that is working in you, making you into a new person. Jesus is that Spirit. And then the Bible went further to say, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So if the Spirit of God is working in you to change you into the new creature that you are, then there is a realm of freedom inside you. There is freedom walking inside you, liberty walking inside you. There is victory walking inside you. All you need to do is to connect with what is going on your inside. Now let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. I read, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness? And hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Jesus has delivered you from the power of darkness. All you need is to walk in that deliverance. You have already been delivered. All you need is to walk in it, to enforce that deliverance. All you need to do is to accept it and to enforce it. Enforce the deliverance. It's just like let's say you have received a court order that is from the court. The judge has said, let this person not disturb you anymore, and the judge in the court of law gave you that order that from today, now it is written by the law, decreed by the law, that this person must not and shall not trouble you anymore. And then the court gave you the document. Yeah. And then the person come to you to disturb you, to frustrate your life, to attack you. Now, do you know that if you don't enforce the document, that person will continue to attack you? So that is what Christians don't do. We have already been delivered. We already have the dominion. We already have the victory. But we are not using it. We are not enforcing it. And even the person, which is the devil, that is coming to attack us, he knows that he has lost his power over us. But he is not giving up. He wants to give you an impression that he wants to create an impression that you are his slave, that he is the one in charge over your life. He's the one in control over your life. Just as sicknesses and diseases will want to give, or they are giving impression that they have come to stay in your life. Yeah, but you must show them that document. You must show them, which is the word of God. That's the document, the written decree by God. So you must show them and say, I have been delivered. You must look at the devil in the eye and say, Jesus has delivered me from your power. So therefore, I command you, get out. You tell that to the devil and see if he won't get out. Look at the devil in the eye. Tell him that Jesus has delivered me with his blood. Jesus has set me free with his blood. Jesus has redeemed me with his blood. So what are you doing here? Get out. And he will get out. Look at the sickness. Or whatever report you have gotten from the doctor. And say, Jesus has delivered me from you sickness. Jesus has destroyed the power of sickness over me. And then you look at the sickness and say, you sickness, what are you doing here? Come out. I tell you, the sickness will go. Because even the sickness they have heals. They can heal. I tell you, they will go. So brothers and sisters, stop being the one limiting your life when God already has given you victory and dominion. Yeah, and then some of you might say, I've been doing that. I've been commanding the problem to go, but nothing is happening. Continue to command, because it will go. The word of God is not a lie. The divine order is stronger than any other order. So continue to enforce the word of God, and you will see the problem go. You continue. Have you done it for a month yet? Because some people will say, I've been doing it, nothing is happening. How long have you been doing it? How long have you been confessing and declaring and affirming the word of God all over your life? How long have you been enforcing God's word upon your life through prayers? How long? So people will say, I've been doing it. How long? Have you done it for 1 month yet with faith? Have you done it for 2 months or 3 months? Yeah, so you don't stop, because as you are doing it, things are changing. Praise the Lord, because you are in a realm of victory. The real you on the inside, the new creature, is inside the realm of victory, inside the realm of dominion, inside the realm of freedom. I pray that God give you understanding of these things. And not only that, I pray that as you follow this truth, this instruction, this message, I pray you see the confirmation that it is true and not a lie. We are going to pray now. We are going to pray three prayer points. Then we will round off the session. Firstly, I want you to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, forgive me for not responding to your move in my heart. Yeah, some people think is only when the man of God stands on the pulpit and is giving prophecies, and people are saying, yes, you are right, man of God. Yes, you are right. Prophesy, man of God. They thought that is only when God is moving. Even though some of them is not the Holy Spirit that is inspiring them to prophesy. Yeah. Some people think it's only when God is healing the sick physically that is moving. Not knowing that when God is correcting their wrong attitude in their soul, they don't know that that is also the move of God. They don't know that when God is correcting them, stop doing this, stop telling lies. They don't know that that is also the move of God. And they think without obeying that move of God, they think they would see the hand of God in their lives. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me for not responding to your move in my heart. Forgive me, O Lord. I repent today. Forgive me for not responding to your move in my soul, your move in my spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When God is moving you to forgive someone that you say offended you, did you respond? When God is moving your heart, telling you to stop watching pornography, when God is moving in your heart to stop masturbation, to stop fornication, to stop adultery, did you respond? When God is moving in your heart to stop telling lies, did you respond? then how would you how do you want him, or why do you think he would respond to your prayers when you did not respond to his move? Say, oh Lord, forgive me. I repent today. I repent today. Forgive me for not responding to your move in my spirit, your move in my soul, your move in my mind. Forgive me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to do only the things, or to always do things that will grow the new creature that I am on my inside. You're going to say, I receive grace to always do the things that will grow the new creature that is on my inside. The new creature that I am on my inside, I receive grace to grow that creature. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace, I receive power to do only the things that leads to spiritual growth. I receive power to do only the things that will grow my inner man, that will grow the new creature that I am on my inside. I receive grace to do only the things that will grow the new creature on my inside. I refuse to do things that will kill the growth of the new creature on my inside. In the name of Jesus, I receive grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point you're going to pray before I will be praying for you and on your water. The last prayer point, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to raise up your right hand like this. Yeah. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onward, I walk in the fullness of the victory of the new creature that I am in Christ Jesus. You're going to say, from this day onward, I walk in the fullness of the victory and freedom and dominion of the new creature that I am in Christ Jesus. I walk in that victory from today onward. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say those words. Say, from today I walk in the victory. Say, from today I walk in the victory of the new creature that I am in Christ Jesus. Say, from today I walk in the dominion of the new creature that I am, thank you Lord, in Christ Jesus. See, from today I walk in the liberty of the new creature that I am in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the fullness of that victory. I walk in the fullness of that dominion. Thank you, Lord. I walk in the fullness of the healing and health that I have in Christ Jesus. I walk in that fullness. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you now. Yeah, I've told you to get your water ready. Maybe it's a cup of water or a bottle of water, so that God can walk through it in your life. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power in this place. Thank you for your glory in this place. Thank you for your dominion that is working mightily right here. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for showing us in your word that you are always moving and that your move is right inside of us. I ask, O Lord, that you confirm this word in every life. Confirm this word in every life, in the life of everyone listening to me and watching right now. Lord, confirm this word that you are moving inside of them, and that you are moving in their environment, in their lives. Lord, confirm it now with power in Jesus' name. Make your people sensitive to what you are doing inside of them. Make them know it. Make them feel it. Make them see it. Make them sense it. That which you are doing inside of them. Lord, make everyone here and everyone that will watch and listen to this program thereafter, make them begin to see and feel and sense the reality of your move in their life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that as you begin to respond correctly, positively, as you begin to respond with faith, with obedience to what God is doing in you, you shall begin to see miracles. You shall begin to see the glory of God. Thank you, Lord. You shall begin to see the power of God work mighty things in the name of Jesus. And you shall experience transformation in every area of your life. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray for the water you have presented for prayer. I pray that the fire of the Lord possess this water right now. Thank you, Lord. I pray that the hunger of the Lord walk through this water to destroy everything that God don't want to see in your life. And let it be so in Jesus' name. Through this water, your sicknesses and diseases shall disappear. As you drink this water, you shall have instant healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.